USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The CPI for last month was released this morning. The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index for April rose 0.4% on the month, with an annual increase of 4.9%. Core prices rose in line with estimates of 0.4% for the month, with an annual increase of 5.5%. The House Oversight Committee is making claims this hour that President Biden and his family have been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. Bank records indicate multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in an attempt to hide their origins. Representative Comer.
President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China. It is inconceivable that the president did not know it.
U.S. officials are bracing for an influx of migrants at the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire tomorrow. Guesstimates are 10 to 13,000 people will cross into the United States illegally in the days ahead. The only tool at Border Patrol's disposal is Title 8 now. Under Title 8, non-citizens who cross the border illegally without a legal basis will be processed for removal. President Biden met yesterday with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, and other congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling after it had been 97 days since he and the Speaker met. Following their meeting, McCarthy claims zero progress was made with the White House.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
Georgia football repeated as national champions but will not have a second White House visit. The Bulldogs announced they are declining Biden's invitation to attend what's being deemed College Athlete Day on June 12th. USA News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's, like, amazing. My family is so surprised.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Environmental Protection Agency is being ordered to regulate a chemical used in rocket fuel that's been found in drinking water.
The chemical is called perchlorate and has been linked to thyroid issues and damaging fetal brain development. In 2020, the Trump administration said there was no meaningful opportunity to address perchlorate, but on Tuesday, a federal court reversed that decision. The EPA says in 2020, anywhere between 26,000 and 620,000 people could have been consuming dangerous levels of the chemical in their drinking water. I'm Skip Kelly.
Canada's government this week expelled a Chinese diplomat who was accused of trying to intimidate a lawmaker who had sponsored a motion that declared Beijing's treatment of Muslim Uyghurs as genocide. The Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister, in a statement, announced the government had declared the Toronto-based diplomat Zhao Wei persona non grata. Hours later, Beijing took retaliatory measures, declaring counsel of the Consulate General of Canada in Shanghai persona non grata, and asked her to leave. A place where people turn to find jobs is laying off hundreds of its own employees.
LinkedIn is laying off more than 700 workers worldwide. The popular business social networking platform is getting ready to pull the plug on its China-specific jobs app. The company plans to delete all user data from InCareer by August 9th, but LinkedIn says it will still conduct other business in China. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party booking.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.